Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Thursday, March 2nd, 2017. I'm Joe Larza. Democrats and the media are targeting Attorney General Jeff Sessions, this time over allegations that he met twice with the Russian ambassador during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Washington Post reports that Sessions met Sergey Kislyak once at a Heritage Foundation event in July of 2016, where other ambassadors were also present. It also reports that Sessions met with Kislyak in his Senate office in September in his capacity on the Senate Armed Services Committee. The hook on which the Post attempts to hang Sessions is that he did not disclose the meetings to the Senate when he was asked about possible contacts between members of President Trump's campaign and representatives of Moscow. Sessions' spokesperson at the Department of Justice, Sarah Isger Flores, said his answer in January was truthful because he was asked about the Trump campaign, not about meetings he took as senator and a member of the Armed Services Committee. Meanwhile, this morning on MSNBC's Morning Joe, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, responded to the Washington Post report saying that Sessions should clarify any meetings with Russian officials and that he should recuse himself if appropriate. However, he went on to say he didn't see anything very serious regarding the matter, given Sessions was acting in his role as a U.S. senator. Democrats have emerged with a plan to counter President Trump's well-received Tuesday speech to a joint session of Congress, make a big bet that Trump's policies will fail and that the nation will eventually reject him. A day after Trump's big moment on Capitol Hill, Democrats made it clear they are looking to oppose him at every turn and hope voters can start seeing the effects of Trump's agenda, no matter how effectively he's able to communicate with voters. The National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. has been moved up 5 days earlier than usual due to the fact that the bloom is much earlier this year than in the past. The Yoshino cherry trees are predicted to peak bloom when 70% of the blossoms are open between March 14th and the 17th. According to the National Park Service, this could be the earliest date on record. Because of the early bloom period, the National Cherry Blossom Festival will kick off on March 15th this year, 5 days earlier than scheduled. This year event marks the 90th anniversary of the first festival and the 105th anniversary of Japan's tree donation. The month-long celebration features parties, cultural events, a parade, a kite festival, and fireworks. The chicken in your Subway chicken sandwich might not contain very much chicken meat at all. An investigation by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has found that the sandwich chain's chicken meat contains only about 50% chicken DNA, or about half as much as fresh chicken in your supermarket. The findings were part of a larger study examining chicken items from several different fast food chains that operate in Canada, including Wendy's, McDonald's, Tim Hortons, and A&W. But it was Subway's results that were most surprising to researchers, Fox 5 San Diego reports. Dr. Seuss would have celebrated his 113th birthday today. He is one of the all-time best-selling children's book authors. Throughout his career, he wrote and illustrated 45 children's books that have sold more than 650 million copies, of which 450 million were sold in the years after his death, according to Forbes. In 2015, What Pet Should I Get was published posthumously and sold more than 200,000 copies in its first week. It was believed to have been written sometime between 1958 and 1962. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Larza, reminding you to always think out of the box.